Sagt der Mishnah weiter. Er sagt, es Psachim, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Gimel. There is a halacha in regard to a yid not selling to an Oved Kechavim a behema gasa. What is a behema gasa? Large behemas. Livestock. Cows, oxen, and so on. What's the problem? Our problem is that if he sells it, he also is going to come to rent it. No, so let him rent it. What's the problem? The problem is that the Oved Kechavim is going to work with the animal on Shabbos. That's a very big problem. Do you remember what we say by Kiddush? Zachar Yom Shabbos L'Kachai. Right? We said Yom Shabbos Shabbos L'Shem L'Kecha L'Sas B'Kol Malacha Atu Yivincha. Does it say Uvehemtecha? A behema that belongs to a yid is not allowed to work on Shabbos. It has to rest on Shabbos. It doesn't have the lametes malachas. We don't say you can't do boyer, you can't do kaitzer, but it's not supposed to work. So if someone sells the animal to the Eved Kechavim, really that's not a problem. It's no longer his animal. Like that famous story the Gemara tells us about the yid that sold his cow, and the cow didn't want to work because it was Shabbos. And the Eved Kechavim was very angry. You sold me a cow that doesn't want to work. The yid came out and whispered into his ear, no, you belong to an Eved Kechavim now, you could work. And the cow started to work. And when the Eved Kechavim saw that, he was Megayer himself. He became Rabbi Yochanan ben Tairasa. So our concern is, if we're going to allow you to sell animals to an Eved Kechavim, you're also going to come to rent it. And if you come to rent it, there's a possibility that he's going to work with it on Shabbos. Another concern is that a yid may sell an ox on Friday, right before Shkia Sachama, and the buyer is going to say, can you show me how this axe works? And he's not used to me, he's used to you. If you tell him to go, he's going to go. So he's going to try to help the Eved Kechavim. He'll be a good salesman to show it's a good axe. He's going to schlep Pekalach. He's going to have the animal schlep the packages, and it's already Shabbos. And that is Mechamer, when you have an animal start moving with packages. And it doesn't take much. Even if the yid is just going to say, go, go, and the animal is used to his command, that's already a problem. That's called mechamer achar behemte b'shabbos. Okay, so we don't sell a behema gasa. What about a behema daka? That already depended on minhagim. What's a behema daka? Smaller behemas. Sheep, goats. Okay, zak the Mishnah. Perik dalad Mishnah gimel mekayim a place. Shenahagu with the minig was limkar to sell behemah daka, small behemoths, like sheep and goats. Liyavik yichavim, meichrin, then sell it. Makoyim shenahagu, a place where the minig is, shaloy limkar, not to sell it, ain't meichrin, you can't sell it. If these people were machmirah themselves, not to sell a behemah daka because it may bring them to sell a behemah gasa, then you have to respect that minig. Ubechomak, but in all places, this is already not totally in a minig. Ain meichrin them, you cannot sell them behema gasa, large livestock. And this is true even when they're little. I can't sell a cow, but can I sell a calf? I can't sell a donkey, but can I sell a little donkey? I mean, l'chaira, what are we worried about? Work on Shabbos? Calves don't work. We're going to load it up with packages, and the yid will make it move on Shabbos when he's selling it to the Eved Kechavim. You don't do that with a little behema. What about if it's not well? What about if it's maimed? It has a broken foot or something. So it can't work anyway. So the chayra would be allowed to sell these things. The gzeiros would not apply. But we say no. If you sell these things, you're going to come to sell the bigger ones also. If you're going to sell the little calf, you're going to come to sell the cow. If you're going to sell the animal that's sick and it can't work, you're going to come to sell the one that could work. So therefore, the Mishnah continues, U'bechol mokim in all places, ein meichrin lem, you cannot sell them behema gasa, and that includes agolim, calves, usiyachim, little donkeys, shleimim ushvurim, whether they're healthy or maimed. Rabbi Yehuda matir b'shvur, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees in the case of where the animal mamish can't do any malacha, he physically can't do any malacha. This animal will never be able to do malacha. So I'm not scared you're going to confuse it with an animal that does do a malach. On the other hand, the little animals, look, they don't do malach now, but when they get bigger, they're going to do malach. So therefore, we can't allow the little animals. Ben psera matir besus. Ben psera holds you can sell a horse. Why? See, horses generally were used to ride on. So if I'm riding on a horse, am I not causing the horse to work on Shabbos? And the answer is technically not, because there's a din V'hachai noiseyes atzmai. That means that a live person, although we don't rely on this lechatchila, but a live person, you're not really carrying. He kind of carries his own weight a little bit. You may have heard the expression dead weight. That's to say it's totally leaning on the person. A live person carries himself a little bit. Again, we don't rely on this lechatchila. We don't carry a live person lechatchila, but in certain situations, we're saimach on this heter. The Batanura says that the Isra is only when the Yid sells it directly to the Yavid Kechavim. But let's say the Yid sells it through a middleman. He invests in behemoth, and there's the middleman who sells it further to the Yavid Kechavim, so there's really no shiloh. What are you scared of? That the Yid is going to come to rent it? He's going to come to lend it? He doesn't even have any direct connections with the animal. You're scared the animal's going to recognize the Yid's coil and start walking with the packages? The animal doesn't recognize the Yid's coil, and the Yid, he doesn't deal directly with the Yavid Kechavim who's buying it. There's a middleman. So under those circumstances, Batanura says that it would be mutter. Okay, quickly chazring over what we learned in Mishnah Gimel. In a place where the minig was to sell small behemoths like goats and sheep to Yavid Kechavim, then you can. In a place where the minig was not to, as a gzeira you'll come to sell a behemagasa, you should respect that minig. Why the Chazal make a gzeira not to sell a behemagasa to an Oivet Kechavim? There were two concerns. One is that if he sells it, he may come to rent it or lend it. And an animal that belongs to a Yid that works on Shabbos means that the Yid is being over what the Torah says, that your animal has to rest on Shabbos. Another concern is he may sell it Erev Shabbos right before this man. We load it up. The animal is not moving. You know, the Oivet Kechavim says, what kind of an animal is this? The Yid says, like, no, and the animal recognizes the coil of the Yid and starts walking, and that's called Mechamer Acher Behemta. We don't want the Yid to be over that Isser. So Behemagas is not sold anywhere. Behemadaka depends on the Minig. The Tana Kama holds that the Isser of Behemagasa includes even small animals, although they can't work yet, or animals that are maimed and they can't work. L'chayru, what's the problem? If they can't work, you don't have any of these concerns, but we're scared. If I allow him to sell a calf, he'll sell a cow. If I allow him to sell a maimed animal, he'll sell a healthy animal. So we have to keep away from selling behemagasas. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees when it comes to an animal that's maimed. If this animal will never be able to work, there's no concern. A little animal that is going to grow up and start working, here I'm concerned. And we also said that Bimseira is matir in the case of a horse. He says a horse is used primarily for riding on. And when someone carries someone who's live, according to many at least, he's not over an Isser D'Oraisa, because there's a halach of chai noiseyes atzmai, that a live person kind of carries himself a little bit. So even if the animal's going to carry a live person, that's not such a serious problem. Incidentally, you may want to look up in Shulchan Aruch Yeredeya, Simen Kuf Nun Aleph Sif Dalet, and you'll see what the halacha is. Bezman hazeh, the minik is that we are much more mekel, we are much more lenient when it comes to selling animals.